When New Yorkers line Fifth Avenue for the 57th annual Puerto Rican Day Parade on Sunday, Congressman Charles Rangel and State Senator Adriano Espaillat will both be there. The two are facing off in a rematch of their hard-fought Democratic primary in the 13th congressional seat in 2012. Rangel won that election by just over 1,000 votes, but as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, a swing in just two heavily Puerto Rican neighborhoods could change the outcome this time around.
Standing in the shadow of the hulking four-story East River Plaza, where Costco and Target are sandwiched with Marshalls and Best Buy, State Senator Adriano Espaillat is laying out his economic vision for the district.
This particular site was selected because I think it speaks loudly to the lack of opportunities that have been offered to small businesses.
So he's lined up support from small business groups like the East Harlem Merchants Association. But the location is important for another reason. It's in East Harlem, a part of the district that Espaillat lost in the last election. It's also one of two neighborhoods in the district with the highest concentration of Puerto Rican voters. So Espaillat has also lined up support from some local elected officials who happen to be of Puerto Rican descent and happen to have endorsed his rival 2 years ago.
I'm happy to have gotten the endorsement of Melissa Mark Viverito and Robert Rodriguez, who are the two elected officials from this neighborhood from East Harlem, as well as Ruben Diaz Jr., who's a Bronx Borough president.
Diaz represents the second neighborhood in the district with the highest concentration of Puerto Rican voters, along the Grand Concourse in the Bronx. John Keefe of the WNYC Data News team drilled into the numbers.
These are census tracts where Puerto Ricans make up at least 20% of the population overall and a vast majority of the Latino population. In some areas, Puerto Ricans make up a third of the population in those tracts.
Using that information, we looked at the results in 129 election districts that line up closely with those census tracts with the largest Puerto Rican populations.
Rangel won those districts by more than 2,000 votes, beating Espaillat by more than a 2-to-1 margin.
Nearly double his total margin of victory of 1,086 votes. Conventional wisdom says Espaillat, who hails from the Dominican Republic, is on the rise because of the growth of the Dominican population in the district and their concurrent growth in political power. If elected, he would be the first Dominican American ever to serve in the U.S. Congress. But another analysis says Rangel, who served the district for 40 years and whose father was Puerto Rican, has maintained his power on the basis of that vote. And people like Francisco Gilbey.
I'm going with Rangel.
Why is that?
Because the old man, I know him for a long time, and he do a lot of things for our community.
Gilbey is 62 and lives on 119th Street. He moved to East Harlem in 1975. He supports Rangel because the congressman has seniority after four decades in Congress. But 65-year-old Rupton Smith says it's time for a change.
Who are new blood men? Those are old blood. New men, new people.
There are many factors that could determine the outcome of the primary. There are two other candidates, Michael Walrond and Yolanda Garcia, who are both polling in the single digits. Last election, Rangel had recently been censured by the House for ethics violations. He also had health problems that limited his campaign activities. Both Rangel and his staff say this year is different. On a recent afternoon, at a senior center on Upper Lexington Avenue, he glad hands and poses for pictures with renewed enthusiasm.
Sarah. Nice to see you, too. Let's take
a picture.
Oh, hey. We the old-timers.
Hey, buddy.
And he has a ready reply when asked whether the district needs a change.
If people want a different face, they want and entitled to a fresh face. If they want a mature face, I think I've carried this one around, and it's done enough work.
Rangel still holds a 9-point lead over Espaillat in the last poll, so swaying those Puerto Rican voters could be a path to victory for Espaillat. But he says he hasn't made an explicit effort to court Puerto Rican voters.
Well, you know, I don't look at politics or elections through racial or ethnic silos.
Are you going to be marching in the parade on Sunday?
Oh, yes, I will be there on Sunday, yes, with my nice guayabera.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
For a map detailing the Puerto Rican areas of District 13 and a breakdown of the 2012 vote there, visit WNYC.org.